President Bush is holding a news conference at the White House. It's his 10th news conference since becoming president nearly 3 years ago. The president was asked about whether he has been leveling with the American people about the situation in Iraq. The president insisted he's been clear that Iraq remains a dangerous place. He also said there are positive developments. NPR's Ted Clark joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Most of the questions, obviously, dealing with Iraq this morning.
Yes, and they are questions that, of course, were prompted by the serious security situation in Iraq, the suicide bombings yesterday that resulted in many, many deaths. And again, today there was a bombing outside a police station in Fallujah, bombings that seem aimed at Iraqis who cooperate with the United States, and also bombings that seem aimed at international relief agencies, such as the International Committee for the Red Cross. Both kinds of agencies, both the Iraqi police and international relief agencies, are critical to the U.S. effort to rebuild Iraq. So when the resistance targets those two kinds of agencies, it, of course, raises many questions about whether the U.S. reconstruction effort is succeeding.
He's been asked a number of times this morning, and I emphasize this news conference is still going on, about the gap between the spin, the positive spin the White House has been putting on efforts in Iraq, and all the bombings and the adversity that's going on there every day.
Yes, and his response has been...
It's a dangerous place.
It's a dangerous place. And if you look back at my speeches, he said, I've always said it's a dangerous place. But the fact remains that the administration in the spring, as the war was building and as the war was being executed, did not in any way foreshadow the kind of difficulties that they're now experiencing in post-war Iraq, nor did they come up with estimates of what it would cost to rebuild that country that approach what we are now being told is needed.
A couple of interesting things have come up. He was asked about the remarks on Islam by the intelligence officer, Lieutenant General William Boykin, and he said those remarks don't reflect his feelings and his policy of his administration, and he says there's an inspector general's investigation going on about that. That's very interesting.
Yes, of course, there are people who think that response is not sufficient because General Boykin is not just a general in the Pentagon. He is in charge of a key figure in the counter intelligence effort, and he has to work as a result with intelligence officers from all around the world, including the Islamic world and the Arab world. And if intelligence officers in those countries believe that he has these views of Islam, condescending views of Islam, it's going to be harder for him to get the cooperation he needs from other intelligence chiefs to prosecute the war on terrorism.
One reporter pressed the president to call Yasser Arafat a terrorist. He didn't bite on that one.
No, the situation in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is just so dire, and it's just nothing is moving. The president comes back to the same formula. We want a two-state solution, but doesn't say how we're going to get there.
Ted, thank you very much. NPR's Ted Clark. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.